Yeah. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Werebored Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about...
That was a very interesting introduction, Jack.
That's how I'm going to be talking the entire episode, except for right now. Because I feel like we have to switch things up, you know what I mean?
Not like that. That would not be a good
switch up. I think everyone loves this.
You want... No, if you're going to switch things up, you should go more like Eric Voss, where you're over the top with everything.
Oh yeah, I'm really tired right now, so I can't. And I don't have the energy to do that. I had some oatmeal this morning for the first time. I've been wanting oatmeal for the past like 5 years, and I never had it.
I haven't had it either.
It's so good, bro.
It is.
I had some bananas in it.
It doesn't even look that good.
I know, but it's good.
Okay.
You know what sucks?
What?
Porridge. See, I haven't had porridge, but it reminds me of British people.
It reminds me of the Three Bears.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Three Bears and the bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, they should have named it that.
I was going to say we should call her Molly.
Who's Molly?
No.
So we have the Christopher Nolan duo today. We did the Dark Knight trilogy a few while ago.
This is more important than Christopher Nolan, really quickly. I tried that Oreo cereal.
Ooh.
It wasn't like anything super special, you know what I mean? But it wasn't terrible.
Because if we're all going to be honest, the worst part about the Oreos is the chocolate itself. Now, it's grown on me as I've gotten older. I used to literally just like do the thing where you take out the... And then I throw the chocolate away. I wouldn't even eat it, but...
Like, it's not bad, but it gets tiring. You get tired of it fast.
See, here's the thing. It's like... I think that... I as I'm slowly getting older, I do think that eventually I'm going to reach a point where sugary cereal won't be good, which is sad to think.
No, that's impossible.
But except for like Cocoa Puffs. I think I've just been having too much Cinnamon Toast Crunch, actually. I've had it for the past year, almost every morning.
See, that's what I like to do. I like to like experiment.
I need to switch it up.
I like experimenting every once in a while.
Yeah, because the problem is it's just like, my mom will be like, so what do you want me to get? And like, it's just, I don't want to talk because it's morning. You know how I am. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, whatever. And so then it's like another week.
Yeah.
That's my problem. So, you know, maybe I'll branch out, but.
Yeah, the Oreo cereal are like just a snack cereal. You know what I mean? Like one bowl and done. Like you need to go fast. It's not a two bowl cereal.
Mm-mm. I doubt that.
Oh, I was already tired of it by the second bowl. I was like halfway through. I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, no. And well, one day me and John are gonna do a cereal mukbang, so
yeah,
watch out for that. 1,000 subscriber special, we're gonna do treat ourselves.
not even a movie thing, it's just cereal.
Yeah, just cereal for 1,000 subscribers on this movie channel. So yeah, we did the Dark Knight thing like when? That was like October, was it? No,
it might have been October, but I feel like we did a lot of horror movies October, right?
I fucking lied. I just remembered how long ago October was. It was like April or... wasn't that long ago. It was right before Star Wars month, I think.
Yeah, I'm trying to...
like March.
Yeah. It was definitely after January. I know that.
Yeah. I think that it was around when we went to Florida. So, like, I think it was right before, maybe. I think it was, like, the last video.
Should I just check at this point?
No. It's more
fun.
Like,
it was, like, either right after or right before Planet of the Apes, I think.
Yeah. It's more fun as a mystery. So, we were going to do... we were thinking maybe Nolan. We're like, well, we just technically did Nolan. But now we're going to do actual Nolan, because those are more Batman movies than they are Nolan. But these are very, like, Christopher Nolan essential.
One day we could even come back to Christopher Nolan again.
Yeah, we could go for, like, Memento and Prestige, as they're kind of in the same category. I was kind of, when we were thinking what we should do, I was thinking through it. I said Nolan, and I was like, the obvious two are Inception and Interstellar. They're, like, the most film, bro. There's a lot to talk about. I was thinking Tenet for a second. And I'm like, I don't really want to rewatch that movie.
I don't even want to talk about that movie.
It's too complicated. Did you see it in theaters?
Yeah.
Kind of wish I did.
It's boom.
He goes a bit crazy with the sound. And in fact, we'll see the beginning of that today. But we're going to start with talking about the movie news. We have a lot of Marvel stuff. We always do, but particularly like real news. That's one. Like, almost.
Are we talking about the Spider-Man stuff?
Confirmed. We're going to start off with that. So let's start off with the first thing we got this week, the most boring part of it, and the set photo where it's just like, it's him meeting Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah.
He's like on top of a truck. And then there's like the feast truck.
How did that get leaked now? Is it a reshoot? Yeah.
There's the most interesting thing about that was the feast truck, which could be an Easter egg, but maybe Aunt May is going to...
No Miles.
No Miles.
I'll kill him.
But maybe Aunt May's doing something with that. But I guess she was doing charity stuff in Far From Home, so.
I hope Aunt May dies.
I hope Ned dies.
I hope someone dies, like, actually.
They got to.
It never feels like there's... no, we're not going to get in our whole Spider-Man
rant. Or MJ again. Dies.
We're not getting in our whole Spider-Man rant again.
But, like, is this the MJ now? Because it's not Mary Jane Watson.
Yeah, no, she's not
as good. So would they ever do the...
She's not as good as any of the past love interests that we've seen.
No. Maybe... No, she's not. I was going to say maybe Kirsten... Well, she's better than the Gwen from Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, but
that's... She doesn't really count. She wasn't a love interest, I guess. She was just there.
She was there for bad boy Peter.
Yeah, but Toby actually saved her when she fell. Strongest Spider-Man. So we have the biggest thing I'd say is that we have four actors spotted in L.A., and I don't think any of them actually live there other than maybe Toby Maguire. And that's where they're doing reshoots. It's Kirsten Dunst, Deborah Ann Wolfe, who plays... Fuck, what's her name? From Daredevil.
I know who you're talking about.
Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire.
The funny thing is Kirsten Dunst and girl from Daredevil.
Anyway, we just got off topic on accident, but so...
Wait, what I was saying was Kirsten Dunst and the girl from Daredevil were like literally...
Together.
Seen, yeah, like together, so...
Which, in, they're not...
I don't think they're friends.
So... Looking good. Unless you don't want it, but...
I do want it, but, like, I don't know.
If they're going to go for it, I want them to go for it at this point. Yeah. Like, I don't want them to baby step this shit.
Yeah, which I'm nervous that they would, like, just, like...
Kind of touch everything, like, yeah, but never do anything fully.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be the worst case scenario. And then there's also the merch, which is the worst part about this.
It looks so bad.
Well, not only does it look bad... How are they so bad at making Spider-Man merch? Remember the posters for Far From Home?
Yeah.
How are you so bad at it? Even the Homecoming poster was pretty good.
Dude, you can make so much money off of Spider-Man.
Why? But what the worst part about it is that it's Doctor Strange and Spider-Man equal footing. Now, it could be just for the merch because, you know, Doctor Strange is pretty popular at this point. But I hope he doesn't have, like... He'd have the biggest role so far because Tony Stark had 8 minutes of screen time in Homecoming, which isn't much. And Nick Fury... Probably had a little more, but he still wasn't a huge character. But it seems like Doctor Strange, this is like a Doctor Strange...
Are we ever going to get a poster for this movie, even?
Yeah, eventually. Well, are we ever going to get a trailer? But
we're not going to get either.
It seems more like one of those like Marvel team-up comics, not like a Spider-Man thing.
Yeah, exactly. Which, why do they stuff so many characters with like the back half of events into Spider-Man?
And there's also like rumors, they're not substantiated at all. The whole reshoots right now are just to bring in all the fan rumors. Because they were like, it was all fake, and then now they're worried that people are going to be disappointed. Mm. So, I don't know.
I just, like, his is going to be, like, the end of the multiverse stuff, I think, like, the back half end of it, right?
Yeah. No, Doctor Strange is going to be the finale.
Well, why is he part of the... Well, I mean, I guess it does make sense with the whole Spider-Verse.
With the Spider-Verse, yeah.
But, like...
And that's always been so weird. It kind of, like, I don't read the comics as much, but, like... As far as I know, there's like it's like a separate thing. Mm-hmm. Like Madam Web is like a whole separate thing from like the multiverse. Mm-hmm. It isn't. It's kind of confusing.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just attracted to each other or something.
But like, I just don't get it. Why do they put everything into Spider-Man stuff?
Because what I was hoping for is if they ever did this, it'd be a Spider-Verse movie, not Spider-Man 3. Mm-hmm. But the plot, I think there was a leaked plot that was like, after his identity is revealed. Somehow it's like he teams up with Doctor Strange and they start like dimension popping and stuff. But there is the one good sign was this one piece of merch that was like, I believe Mysterio. So at least for some of it, they're going to be running.
Yeah, exactly. Which is cool. Like,
that's what the movie should have been.
They've done so much.
What the movie should have been was like half of New York is split, but whatever. I mean,
done so much.
So then we got the Venom 2 trailer, looking good. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. Carnage looks so good.
Fucking bit.
Yeah, except for the fact that Woody Harrelson's haircut, they can't make it. Like, why does it always look like shit?
It looks really good.
Why is it?
I like it.
He had the afro, and then he has like whatever the fuck he's rocking with now. It's a very interesting. Maybe it's because he's crazy. He cuts his own hair or something. Mm-hmm. Let's cross our fingers, that's it. Either way, Carnage looks
Have you ever seen a crazy person with good looking hair?
Yeah.
No.
The one dude. Charles Manson. He has red hair. Long, flowing.
Yeah, I mean.
It's beautiful.
But he doesn't cut it. He just lets it grow.
Exactly. Peace and love. And then to tie these two pieces of news together, there's a possible delay for both. So Venom was supposed to come out like mid-September, I think. Mm-hmm. And
now it's just this fall, right?
Now it's just this fall. And then the worst part about No Way Home getting delayed, or I guess the worst part would be that it's getting delayed. But if it's the actual, there, that means that Doctor Strange 2 would have to be delayed. And who knows what else that could mean. Because if that isn't the finale and like these other things after it do tie back into that, then those need to be delayed. Mm-hmm. And we could see an entire another like half a year shift for all these things. Damn it.
Yay.
But, and because we know it's not there, well, we're pretty sure the delay isn't because the movie is going through reshoots. The delay is because Sony is a failing studio and needs all the money they can get.
So, also, it's Spider-Man. They want the most money out of it.
Yeah. It's a billion-dollar movie. Mm-hmm. If they can't make $1 billion, they're going to go cry and probably fail. And then Disney will buy them.
Or they're going to just take Spider-Man away. Can they even now?
Yes.
They still can.
This is his last movie in the contract. He has this and the team-up movie. Like, he has one more solo movie and the team-up movie, which is probably Doctor Strange.
I'm curious what Sony was going to do if Tom Holland didn't drunken call them.
I don't know. I don't like the Imagine Universe where he was just pulled. Like, maybe they let him have these two movies so that they can take him out of this universe, which would be unfortunate. But
what if they just plop Tom Holland in another dimension?
Yeah.
And just leave him there?
But yeah, they fucking just leave him. Wait for me, I'm Tom Holland.
And then like 10 movies later, everyone remembers, where's Spider-Man?
Where does Spider-Man go? Dr. Strange's like, we're going all over.
Who?
Who's Spider-Man? We're going all over the place. Well, you mean the one with the weird lip? No, that was 2002, man. Oh, all right, cool. So Mabel Candina, don't know who she is, but she has been supposedly cast as Namora, the cousin of Namor.
Namora?
Yep.
They're really good with names.
I know they are.
That family?
And it's not like they're sisters. They're cousins.
So. They wouldn't be sisters. They'd be brother and sister.
Brother and sisters. No.
Brother and sisters. It wouldn't be plural. It'd be brother and sister, Jack.
Oh, it is plural because they're fishes.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. I mean, I guess.
But wouldn't it have just been their fish?
No, they're fishes.
You don't need to add... Because can't fish already just be plural?
Yes.
So then why'd you say fishes?
Because you can say fishes.
Oh, okay.
Fishes.
Fish came up.
No, it just heard me wrong. Next piece of news. There will be 2 seasons of What If, which I think that... I don't know if they confirmed it, but now it's confirmed. And it'll both be 9 episodes. Originally, there were 10, but because of the pandemic, 1 episode has been shifted. The question is, have we seen this episode?
It's the Spider-Man episode.
In the trailer. Nobody knows what's going on with that episode. I don't know why.
Why is Spider-Man there?
Well, it's like, Tom Holland isn't returning, so they're like, what does this mean?
It doesn't even look like him.
Yeah, that's the thing. It doesn't really look... But then there's the rumor that it was Steve Rogers if he got the spider bite. But it's not like Chris Evans is returning. So they're like, is this a different...
The What Ifs they do are the most random ones, honestly.
Yeah, they kind of are. But
like, they're weird
they're
ones.
They're cool.
Yeah. They could have done some like really... I feel like they could have done more stuff, but they went for the ones that are like out there and weird.
I like that. What do you think? What else? What do you think, Enough?
Just like how the comic books are like, what if Spider-Man stayed with that?
No, I think they're doing it more. I think they're doing better. Because even though the comics are like, they're cool. It's like, what if Spider-Man had the symbiote? And it's like 22 pages of like, they fight.
Exactly. I just want to see them fight.
Well, it seems like they're probably going to fight. I think they're going to fight. But
like, I mean, like the What If comics are like pretty much, it's the same thing. like the origin stories are the same. It just diverges at one point. Yeah. Switches. This is like origin story completely different.
Right? But I guess that's because this is a completely different medium. Like, cause that's like, okay, we can do like 200 of these.
Yeah.
You have like everything to pull from, but this is like, I don't know. I like the way they're going. Captain Carter seems cool. And she's going to be part of the MCU, I guess. Isn't that funny? She's like, she outlived Captain America.
And they're supposed to be retired together.
And the,
what if she's just like, fuck you, Cap. I'm leaving you.
It's not her though, John.
I know. But what
stupid.
If?
Well, maybe it is.
What if she picks up his shield? Oh my god, this would be the ultimate sign of disrespect. Puts a British flag on his shield.
Oh my just god. Goes out. I'd murk her. I'd find the writers. I'd find Hayley Atwell and I'd kill all of them. there's also a thing that, like, the writers may, you know, how people were like, is that Cat or Peggy Carter in the back of the TVA or something in episode one? They're like, could be. It totally wasn't. Totally not just running with the fan theory.
Yeah, they probably don't even know who the hell they were even talking about.
Yeah, they're like, what did they say? Oh, yeah.
This person, and then the person just trying to remember, like, which fucking background actress was that they're talking
get her,
about?
Get her. Damn it, we don't have her. And then, so, we got a bunch of stuff on What If. So, half of one of the What If episodes is half, or sorry, no, one of the What If episodes is half the plot of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, or pitched episodes. They pitched an episode, and they said no because it's half the plot of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Okay, I thought you were about to say you were about to get half the plot of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
No.
Wait, so someone had the same idea as James Gunn for half of it?
I guess. Because they said just pitch everything. And like they said that they even pitched like a Star Wars crossover. Like they pitched like probably like hundreds of ideas. Maybe not hundreds. Maybe 800.
What if this is what Alfred Molina's in?
Oh, gosh. He just doesn't know it. He's a friend of mine. Kevin Feige throwing major shade at him.
Well, you're like, you're in a Spider-Man episode of What If. Spider-Man 2?
Spider-Man. He's out of Spider-Man 2 again? Didn't they make that one? 3 times?
Yeah.
And now 4 times with Into the Spider-Verse 2? So, I don't know what that could be, though. Well, and I'm pretty sure they pitched What If Jane Foster was Thor. And then that was Thor, Love and Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what this could be because we know nothing about Volume 3 yet.
Oh, and then also random episodes, Party Thor.
yeah. I was thinking, that's the most random one to me. It's like, what if Thor became Bro Thor? Oh, wait, no, Bro Thor is Fat Thor.
Yeah.
It's kind of Bro Thor, though, if he's Party Thor. I could see him in a frat. Probably go to a frat.
They could have just done, like, Almighty Thor. And made him super OP.
I'm hoping they have one episode with like Immortal or like Worldbreaker Hulk. God damn it, better, bro.
They could have just made everyone OP for an episode.
They better do Worldbreaker Hulk. Or like the Hulk that's at like the end of time and Old Man Logan or whatever, like the end of the world. And he's just like crazy and his.
What about Slave Hulk, who's Thanos' little bitch?
That's what the movie was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They already did that. Then we got, and we also had a new trailer for
it. I mean, like the one that had to eat all his friends.
What?
Yeah, you don't know about that? There's this one comic book where Thanos, it's like in the future, right?
Yeah.
And Thor is literally like on a chain.
Oh.
And is Thanos' pet and had to eat all the other Avengers.
What the fuck? You mean Hulk was on a chain?
Yeah, Hulk was on a chain and had to eat all the other Avengers.
I was like, well, damn, they really did Thor? I mean, I guess he needs the
protein. I know
protein.
Thor, Thanos is...
Yeah, no, you said he had Thor on a chain. I was like, he needs the protein, I guess, but I don't want to eat humans. Which I'm totally not saying to cover up the fact that I'm a cannibal. Moving on. Chadwick Boseman will be in 4 episodes of What If. Captain Carter will appear in future seasons alongside the rumor that she's in Doctor Strange 2. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense. He's probably in the one where Killmonger like saves Iron Man because they probably have a coup to destroy Wakanda.
Yeah, I was about to say, Iron Man can literally just nuke fucking Wakanda.
Yeah, I mean, with Killmonger's insanity because he doesn't go through his character arc. No Yinsen, no Iron Man. Yinsen doesn't get the love he deserves. There should be what if Yinsen became Iron Man.
I am curious, though, because he does still see that it's his own weapon that's going to be fired at him.
But Killmonger is such an insane person, he doesn't see the repercussions of that.
Boffin and Rhodey will be like, I'm taking your suit.
Oh, yeah, Rhodey's probably going to be in that.
Yeah. What if they did the other Rhodey?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, what if they reimagine a scene from Iron Man 1 with Don Cheadle in it? Oh my god. They do him dirty. Yeah.
Where did they just don't put Don Cheadle in it?
They put Terrence Howard. What do you mean, man? Why not come in? Well, now he has Armor Wars. We're like, one day. You have your time. One day. What? What? Yeah, what if he never got recast? And it's just Infinity War, but Terrence Howard. What if Terrence Howard didn't blame the falling of his career on Robert Downey Jr.? And it's just pictures of them being best friends. He
wanted money.
They're in a little mansion together, or a big mansion, and there's a mantle, a fireplace mantle, and it's just them hugging.
It's so weird to me that Jamie Foxx and Robert Downey Jr. are such good friends.
They are?
Yeah, they are.
Except for the fact that Robert Downey Jr. has no friends anymore as he unfollowed everyone on Instagram.
It's very true.
Then there was the new trailer for What If, and it wasn't much new stuff. There's just like one shot of them from like Infinity War, but they're together.
Yeah, I want to see that episode.
That's cool. What if they never split up or something, and then they'll kick Thanos' ass?
That'll be good fan service right there.
And Supes, even though we fucking hate Supes out here, said that he got the first three episodes for some reason, and he said that cameos galore. It's very good, fun.
He's gotten the first three or two episodes of every show.
I know, bullshit. But I wouldn't want the first three. Like, if they gave us the first three episodes, I'd watch the first one. But I wouldn't want to watch the all three, because then I'm waiting, like, 3 whole weeks for another episode. Mm-hmm. So I'd watch it with the people.
No, I wouldn't, because then I get to cover it, and I get to do the thing where it's, like, the non-spoiler review, obviously. So then I get a video. I get money out of it.
No, I know. Well, we can make bullshit up. Like, just watch the first one and be like, it's very good. Very good. And then when it's bad, we're like, it's just our opinion, man.
Yeah, don't trash our opinion. You guys think WandaVision is good.
Just like how Casablanca is dog shit. Boom. Roasted.
What's Casablanca?
It's that movie that it's like, it's the greatest film of all time. It's like an old one. They fall in love in France or something. Fucking boring ass movie.
Oh.
Or maybe they fall in love in like Nigeria.
It's Before Sunrise.
I don't know. No, but shit. And it's black and white. Which isn't necessarily a bad thing because The Lighthouse is like one of the best movies ever. In my humble opinion. Anyway.
The world used to be in black and white.
Rant's over. Casablanca sucks. And so does Vertigo. Suck my dick, Alfred Hitchcock. Fuck you.
Oh my god.
I'm kidding. You also made a dumbass movie called Birds. And you don't live that down.
It's a great movie.
You don't live that shit down.
It's a great movie, though.
Vertigo sucks.
I kind of want to rewatch Vertigo. Birds when I was a young lad.
The guy's like, oh, I have a fear of heights, and it never comes up again.
I watched Birds in the theater.
Because he has Vertigo, in fact. And he stands on a chair, and he looks down at the floor, like 2 feet below him. He's like, and everything goes all wonky.
I watched Birds.
And then Alfred Hitchcock eats some more McDonald's, fucking fat ass.
I watched Birds in the theater when movies used to be like a cent to go to.
Yeah. You know Alfred Hitchcock's really plump, right?
It doesn't surprise me.
Have you not seen him?
I'm sure I have.
Let me show you a picture of him. He's plump. While I rip on him, I might as well back it up with some evidence.
Remember that one time movies that we were going to go to the movies and it was supposed to be like 5 cents, but then we actually missed it. It was the day before.
What?
And we had to pay like $9. What? Remember AMC had that for like going back to the movie theaters? No. When you were first able to go back, they had this like night where it's like how you could pay like 5 cents to go see a movie.
Oh, no.
And then you're like, let's go. And I was like, oh, let's go. We don't have to pay anything. We went to go buy our tickets and I remember seeing $9.
Plump.
Oh, yeah, I know him.
And I guess he's mean too.
Look at him. Does he look like he'd be a nice guy?
No, he's fat. He's probably angry.
He looks like he's angry all the time.
Yeah. I could see him talking like a blubberfish, you know? Because he's like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to stop ripping on him. James Gunn says that an R-rated Marvel movie is inevitable. Or he thinks it's going to happen.
He wants to do it.
He wants to, probably.
No, I think... Well, he's not doing Marvel stuff anymore, is he?
We don't know. He may do... He said he's done with the Guardians, but...
I don't think he's going to do Thunderbolts or anything like that. He wanted to, but then he said Suicide Squad scratches itch to do that.
Yeah, so fucking idiots, Marvel. Actually, that's Disney. Fire them. Kevin Feige's like, we respect James Gunn. And Dave Bautista was like, fuck you, Disney, but we want James Gunn back. And then they didn't call him, and James Gunn was like, what?
I wonder what Kevin Feige thinks of Joss Whedon.
I don't think he likes him.
I'm going to be an interviewer, and I'm going to ask Kevin Feige that. He's just gonna walk away.
Probably. He's gonna be like, I'm not gonna answer that.
He's gonna hear a drop, and then he's just gonna start walking away.
He's like, it's pronounced Joss, and he's my best friend.
We support Joss.
I support Joss. I hate women.
Well, it'll be like it was an inside job the entire time to destroy DC. Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised, man. Actually, I would. It takes a lot of effort to make a movie that bad. Because it's not like it's so bad it's good. Like, they made it bad. Bad.
Joss Whedon and Kevin Feige on the phone every single night. Like, yeah, change this.
It's like, cut out the stupid-ass score where they're like, ah, every time Wonder Woman comes on the screen.
Cut out everyone's arcs.
Yeah. The black dude?
What?
He has a role?
He's the heart of the film? What?
Get the fuck out of here. Give Batman some dumbass goggles. Oh, wait, no, that's Zack Snyder. I'm going to make fun of Batman's dumbass goggles that he has in... He even has it in the
new... could have been so cool, too.
And then they had to give him dumbass goggles. I know. Gore the God Butcher set photos.
He looks so good. He looks...
Exactly. I can't wait for the Voldemort treatment, and then he's going to look perfect.
I'm excited for Christian Bale to just talk slowly, I feel like. I don't know.
Then he's going to explode and be like, we're making a movie here! Because do you remember when he did that on Terminator Salvation? He got really mad at the guy, and he was like, fuck you! He's like, don't cough! We're still filming the movie! I'm in character! Remember that?
Yeah, he's a good actor.
And he was like, don't listen to the haters, Robert Pattinson.
He was even a good actor from A Young Lad.
Mm-hmm. No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was in this one movie, and then...
And he sucked in it.
He was told, the director even praised him.
He did that because he was a kid. What are you going to tell a kid you fucking suck?
No, like, I mean to press and stuff.
I know. What are you going to tell them? Like, the kid
you just
sucked.
Don't say anything.
Yeah, you have to be nice to children. Or they turn out like you.
Jack, you literally talk about how much you want to punt children.
Yeah. Oh. I mean acting children. We need to raise our youth well.
Only the actors who end up being spoiled little bitches anyway.
Pretty much. This is exciting. I don't know why I find this so exciting, but Werewolf by Night, maybe in Moon Knight, and then will also be getting his own Disney Plus series that will start filming, I believe it said, in like March of 2022.
Do you know what they should do? They should
September
put no hair on the werewolf.
Leave. It's a movie about a hairless cat. Yeah. Fucking nasty ass creatures. You know, if anyone ever showed me hairless cat, I'd punt the cat.
I've seen a cat. Oh, not in real life, though, but, like, on movies and stuff.
Or I'll shave... How about I shave your cat?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
No, but we only leave the head.
Oh, no. It's cursed. It's cursed. Max would probably like
it. We only leave the head and the tail. And we just shave the body.
Never mind. Anyway, Werewolf by Night is exciting. Actually, I'm pretty sure that Kevin Smith, when he was going to do that Howard the Duck series, like, 2 years ago, said that... was like wanting to use him, and then they said they couldn't use him because they were going to use him in an actual thing soon. So it was I think that came out a while ago, but no one believes Kevin Smith anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he said that The Rise of Skywalker was emotional at the end, and he's like, they built this one set and it was so good.
It was a really emotional movie.
Rise of Skywalker.
Hits me every time I'm like about to cry.
Riri Williams is going to be in Black Panther 2, and there goes that movie.
Why?
Because she's black. What? No, they can hear that. What? I mean, isn't that...
Yeah, I mean, yeah, probably.
It's not like they're going to...
Is she going to be a Wakandan child?
I mean, maybe she'll be... Yeah, well, actually, that kind of makes sense. What if she's, like, Wakandan or whatever? But, I mean, like, they're not going to debut... I'm trying to think, like, the whitest character imaginable, but everyone's going to be a POC from now on.
I hope they kill Riri.
Yeah. The whole Iron Man thing is just like so did people you know think she's the series.
This is so random, but did you know you could see some of your classes now?
Oh, no.
On Google Classroom, and you could see who's in them.
Really?
Yeah.
Am I in any of your classes?
No, not yet. Okay, only three of them are up right now for me. Guess who's in one of mine?
Yeah.
Brandon Zach.
He's not dead?
No, he's not.
Okay, John, we have to get back to the thing we're doing.
Yeah, my bad.
Whatever this is. Dopinder actor has not been contacted to return in Deadpool 3. Yet. But it's not a big deal because, like, we haven't heard anything about Deadpool 3.
Yeah, I was about to say, is it even happening?
Yeah, but probably in, like, 2 or 3 years.
How are they going to introduce Deadpool but not the rest of the X-Men?
It's not like they were even in his movie other than the one time that he shut the door on
them. Yeah, but like he mentions them all the time and how he wants to be a part of them.
Because he'll probably just be like, I don't know why they're not here yet.
I want to be part of the Avengers.
Yeah, he's like, the X-Men are old news. Uh-huh. Or something like that. And then, or be like, they're coming, guys. He'll say something.
Ryan Reynolds. It would be so funny if he was like, all the old ones are out. We need some young blood. So he goes around and he collects all the young Avengers. And he's like the leader of the team.
Oh my gosh, that'd be hell. That'd just be the X-Force. Yeah. But like, yeah, because the X-Force suck because they're led by Deadpool. Remember when that was a movie too? They're going to make an X-Force movie?
Yeah.
Damn. And then what happened? Oh yeah, Disney bought the entire media, everything. We got Shang-Chi character posters. Pretty good, better than the
actual poster. Why is Aquafina have a bow and arrow?
Oh no, I deleted that one from the timeline.
Oh, okay, good.
I made sure King was like, nope.
Yeah. No, like, what, is she going to start training with them or something?
Well, they need to have her do something, I guess. Well, I don't need...
They could kill her.
That would be good. Because I was going to say they could do it, like, as an emotional thing, but I wouldn't be sad.
Yeah, but... And they could do, like, the most brutal MCU death ever.
Oh, yeah.
And just...
They could pull, like, a Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Just blow her head off or something.
With the 10 rings, just blow her head off.
Yeah. Daredevil Season 4 is reportedly in development.
Wait, what?
We have no other information.
Is it credible sources, Jack?
Yeah, I forgot what the proof was, but I did look into it because I was like, should I say this? It's like, yes. But I don't know if it would be 6 episodes.
I don't care. I'm going to shit my pants. Creative team.
They said that he's going to debut. They're probably going to put him in other projects first, like Moon Knight rumored. Obviously, No Way Home.
I got to mention him fighting Moon Knight with, like, oh. I hope that, like, it's choreographed how Daredevil was, though.
We don't know if it would be the same team, yeah. But we know it would be the same actors. So, Marvel also wants Gabriel Luna to return as Ghost Rider, who played him in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, so they want to do...
yeah, the other dude.
Yeah. Not Johnny Blaze.
Nicholas Blaze.
Nicholas Cage.
No, Nicholas Blaze.
Oh, Nicholas Blaze.
Because he's cool. And he's on fire. And he has a CGI six-pack. Yeah. Cool, I guess. I mean, I haven't watched any of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. other than the first episode, but...
I watched, like, the first 6 seasons. There's, like, 8.
No, there isn't. There's, like, 6 or 7.
There's like, 8, I think.
Liar! What's it on, Netflix? Ooh, I just saw Alfred Hitchcock, and it got chills up my spine. Oh, yeah, by the way, Iron Fist is bad.
It's good.
We'll talk about that when we get to what have we been watching recently in time. Everybody knows I'm about to make a quick dime.
It was just 7 seasons.
Oh, boom. Fucking roasted.
Destroyed. Which season did I stop watching then?
Destroyed. I told you. What we're fighting for.
And then I got to season 5.
This is what Logan Paul dated. I said it like it. This is what. Whatever. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I don't know, maybe. Maybe I'll watch it, but I probably won't. Oh, wait. Maybe I will. Punisher also to make his return with the same actor. Yay, John Bernthal.
I love John Bernthal.
And also there's a rumor that he'd get a rated R Hulu series.
Oh yeah, I forgot Disney owns Hulu. Dude, why the fuck do they let... They own 65% of Hulu, right?
Yeah.
Fucking sell.
Yeah.
And take your shit.
Yeah. Well, they're in a... right now they can't contractually...
Fuck Hulu. I will stick...
That's why the Disney Star thing is only in certain countries, because Hulu isn't in those countries, so they're not contractually obligated to keep that thing with it. Dude. So they had this other thing they sent it to for those countries, like this hub that those countries have, and they just deleted it from there and put it on Disney Plus.
Why do you need Disney Plus, then Disney Star, then fucking Hulu, then ESPN Plus? Why do you need it? But you should all get this with Disney Plus.
Yeah. Disney, Yeah, no. I mean, Netflixer, but, you know.
But at least Netflix, like, everything they actually own now, they put on there.
Yeah, yeah. Then we have Sharon Carter may return in Moon Knight. Worst piece of news this week.
Wait, what?
Sharon Carter may return in Moon Knight.
Oh, no.
I know.
She's going to be bad.
Big oh, no. Maybe they'll kill her. Worst written character in the MCU.
Just so random.
Yeah, she's all over the place.
Like, it just doesn't make sense why she would go bad.
Who knows? Mystery of life, per se. And that's all of the Marvel news. We dragged that on for 35 minutes. Fuck you guys. I'm kidding. We love you. Tell us. Ask us shit.
You know what I did on TikTok? I put the Q&A option on.
Oh, cool. I thought that was on.
No, it was not. Like, you can get comments and, like, you can do what you can stitch them, but, like, the proper, like, Q&A where you just...
See, because I thought the TikTok would just turn that shit on. Oh, we have 3 minutes, by the way. I was like, should I do the reviews for three minutes? I'm like, people don't give a shit what I say that much. I'll keep it short and sweet. DC news. James Gunn will be doing other projects other than the Peacemaker and Suicide Squad. So what would you like to see him do? I was thinking, like, maybe Green Lantern Corps, but that's almost too similar to Guardians. Yeah. Shit, there's one in particular that I was thinking of. It'd be really cool, but forgot it. I mean, obviously, most people are probably thinking, like, something with the team. Oh, like Birds of Prey, I think he'd be a really good team person.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd want to with Margot as well.
Yeah, because, you know, Birds of Prey, they kind of butchered. Just fucking call it Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
But,
Margot doesn't even know when she's coming back. She said Harley's draining.
She said she wanted to, though.
Yeah, she said she wants to. She just doesn't know.
She was like, who the fuck said I wanted a break? No, I'm back now. Baby, I got my break. Mm. That's what she said. Exactly like that.
Exactly.
With an Australian accent. She's like, oh, kind of my... Or my kangaroo.
Stop.
Kangaroo at my...
Stop.
Sydney, Australia. Stop. Great Barrier Reef. Remember that episode of Scooby-Doo where there was like a glass sheet in their boat and then in the Great Barrier Reef and there's a monster? Yes. So yeah, I mean, obviously I'd love to see a Suicide Squad 2 where we get maybe the Suicide Squad. Yeah, that works.
Imagine if he did it but he kept all the people alive this time, or like, except for no, like, one dies, two, except for like two, because he
would just be the first so one.
Yeah, because he killed so many off in this one.
Suicide Squad, they just killed Slipknot. Oh my god, bro. I never.
If they lose?
I'll always find that funny. I saw the clip again where Slipknot dies and he just like shows up for that scene. And then he's like, his power is like to have a grappling hook that's like worse than like Batman. It's like one of his Batman's things, but it's just him. And I guess he's one of the best villains of all time, I guess, because, you know, he's part of Suicide Squad. And he just like, he shoots it and then just like blow his head off with like a little.
You know what the problem is?
Done.
It's like James Gunn is doing it right, where he brings in a bunch of like characters that aren't well known, you know what I mean? But like, how can you do another one? Because it's like, by the end of it, like, you know, they're supposed to become like kind of like a family. Is it like what would they do with the second one with that whole aspect?
I don't know. I just want to see more like one off characters get killed.
I know, it's just fun to watch them get killed, but I'm just saying story wise, how could they, like, what would the arcs
be? Yeah, but they couldn't really do so much different. I don't know, but he'll figure it out. That's his job. That's not ours.
Just make Suicide Squad.
Yep.
The Suicide Squad. Or they can make Rick Flag Suicide Squad.
Please. He actually lived? What if he just retconned every death?
Fucking blue balled us in the fucking post credit scene where he's like, I don't know how his heart is. And then we're like,
oh, he's alive.
And then
I really didn't even realize until I saw the fact that the guy who was on the bed's thigh was like thicker than the tree trunk. And I'm like, okay, well, John Cena. I saw this clip from WWE and I'm like, how did anyone think this was real, like, as a kid even? And it's like, so like the guy's counting him down, so like John Cena has the Rock pinned, right? And the ref is like holding the Rock's arm and he's like slamming down, he's like one, you know, like counting to like whatever it's called, and he's like two, and then when he goes, he picks it up and he's like, he lets it go for three, and his like arm just stays up, and he goes like, his like eyes just open like the Rock, and then he just like body slams John Cena.
It's real.
Like, how did anyone think that was real?
It's real to me.
It's real. It was real to me. That's probably what William's saying. It was real to me. There's a rumor from a production person on the Flash movie that Henry Cavill will be in it as the Superman, and they won't be retconning him out.
Good.
Except that then they're gonna do a Black Superman that is.
Another universe. It's what if.
Yeah, then there's Black Superman, but it is Clark Kent. Then there's Black Superman, but it's Val Zod. And I guess Henry Cavill's still around? I don't know.
No one ever knows.
No one ever knows. Zolo Kalo Ohoho Mariduena is going to be playing the Blue Beetle.
Oh, Sholo is his name.
Oh. I said five different things and I got zero of them right.
He's the guy from Cobra Kai.
Ooh, actually, recast. No, but okay. And it's going to be an HBO Max exclusive. It won't go to theaters for some reason.
But I don't think
it's a TV series.
I would like to see that one in theaters, you know, so like a more like not super well-known character is like actually in theaters, you know what I mean? But I mean, I'm fine with it going on HBO.
It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
Why don't they just do both?
They probably don't think it would make much money in theaters.
But who gives a fuck? Like, there's
the studio.
I know, but what do they lose by not just throwing it in theaters? I guess they don't have to market. They should have to market it for HBO like Max, though. It's not like they're not going to. You're going to see posters everywhere that's just going to say exclusive on HBO Max.
So apparently Tom Holland was at the Suicide Squad premiere.
Looking dapper.
Yeah.
As always. He has an 8-pack.
But it's also... He's...
What?
He's Twig. Like, he's buff, but like...
Stand up, Twig community. You're making fun of me right now, bitch.
No, what I'm saying...
I don't have an 8-pack. I'm just saying he has good genetics.
8-packs are genetics, yeah.
I know.
Also, wasn't he a gymnast for years? Those guys are all...
No, he was Tom Holland for years. I'm Tom Holland.
Didn't he do gymnastics, though?
And he couldn't swim.
Didn't he do gymnastics,
though? So he has a big tidal wave.
Oh, wait. Was he Weasel in the movie?
No, Tom Holland. Because
he said Tom Holland couldn't swim. Weasel can't swim either.
Weasel can't swim. He lived. Obviously, he can swim.
The funny thing is, I saw something that said weasels are actually supposed to be really good swimmers. They're supposed to swim like
that makes it even funnier.
Yeah.
So there's a rumor that there's going to be an evil version of Barry Allen in the Flash movie as the villain, but it will be taking elements from Reverse Flash, but won't be the Reverse Flash.
You killed our mom?
That's what he's gonna say. Why did you do it? So maybe he'll have like a yellow suit, but it's just Barry Allen with a weird haircut. Actually, he always has a weird haircut. Oh, yeah, maybe he won't swing his arms. He'll run, like, super stiff instead. He won't move his arms at all. No, he just won't move his arms. How is he doing it?
What if Ezra Miller got so insecure from people making fun of how he runs his arms? He's like, I'm not moving my arms for this movie.
I'm doing it. Ezra, please. No! I'm going to go choke slam another fan really quickly. I like the way he runs.
Yeah, it's very... It's,
especially compared to how the Flash runs in the TV show now. He stopped, like, they stopped trying. Actually, you know what? I think it always looked like shit.
I've seen the CGI compared...
The story was just better, so we excused it more.
The CGI from season 3 is better than the CGI now, though. It's sad.
I know. Yeah, they kind of peaked. They did a whole episode that was, like, 2 CGI. It was, like, King Shark versus Grodd.
Yeah, exactly.
And it didn't look great, but still.
Like, for a CW show, it didn't look bad, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then whatever the fuck happened with that, like, purple dude. I don't even know. What is that thing?
I don't know. He doesn't even fight. He just talks to people. I haven't even watched it.
Barry's like, just stand down. We can talk to him. He's like, ah, da, da, da. And then they're in like some red fog place. Damn, what happened? I can't watch that show, bro. It's just like so bad. The original Adam will appear in Black Adam. Like the That's Adam. Cool. Shrieking dude.
Yeah. I know
you're talking about. Pretty sick. I'm more excited for Pierce Brosnan as Dr. Fate, but...
Very good casting.
Yeah. He's old and he's like dapper and he has a little glass of whiskey to his side. It's a big glass.
I want a glass of whiskey.
But it's filled
right
with about an inch of whiskey because it's tart.
I want a glass of whiskey right now.
Oh yeah, speaking of Tom Holland with the Suicide Squad, I saw this thing that was like this guy who works at an airport said that when like at an LA airport said that, you know, when celebrities will come through, like they'll try to hide themselves and stuff, but Tom Holland doesn't. Like, wears, like, his very dapper British outfit. He has his, like, spectacles on, and he just walks through, like, in the wide open, and he gets, like, bombarded and harassed, but I think he likes it.
He definitely does. He likes it. He's an attention whore.
He's like, I'll give you autographs. Just line up. Line He's up like,
yes, I'm dating Zendaya. Yes, yes.
I'm fucking that shit. early concept art. Wait, no, not art. Early concept for the Suicide Squad was going to be them facing down Superman.
Uh-huh.
That would have been so funny.
Yeah, I heard he still wants to do that.
Yeah, that could be a good sequel.
Yeah, but then what's going to happen with Superman in the end of it?
Maybe they'll kill him. Like, maybe that's the thing. Or he's mind-controlled. But isn't that kind of the plot of... Hang on. Isn't that the plot of... fuck,
Hello?
The Superman, the fucking video game, bro.
Yeah.
Wait, hang on. You cut out. Can you say that again?
said you take a plunger and you stick it to the side of the building right before you fall off.
Okay. That works. So that would help you survive falling from as far as you can possibly go?
Yeah, because momentum stops at like 50 feet. Like 50
feet. That little snippet you guys heard is our friend who will remain nameless talking about how he thinks that if you fall from any height, you can jump off the side of the building and that will stop you from dying. You can plunge yourself.
Yeah. If you're falling right when you get to the bottom, if you do a little kick off the building, you're safe.
And the momentum goes sideways and you fall into a car, which should make sure you survive going that fast in a car. So that's our genius, Prince. I mean, he's actually a physicist. So.
Yes.
next piece of news. The Ayer cut supposedly tested the same as the theatrical cut.
Oh.
Like, it was probably bad in different ways.
You know, I thought that was funny.
It's probably shit in the same way that BVS is one of the shittiest movies that's ever been made. Fuck anyone who likes that movie.
So some of the actors and actresses were asked about, in the Suicide Squad, about Suicide Squad being, the Ayer cut being released. Margot Robbie's like, is pretty much like, I don't really know.
And she got canceled.
Because, like, you know, she doesn't want to say yes because studio heads and stuff like that. And then John Cena's
just like, yep.
Openly like, yep, why? Let's see it. Let's see it.
Why not?
And then the actor for Rick Flag's like, sure, why not? And like, it's always nice to see a director's like real vision.
Yeah.
And he's dead anyway, so it doesn't really matter for him.
Fuck. I don't want to bring that. Peacemaker. What a joke. Best line ever.
I know.
I know if I watch that movie again, I'm going to give it a 5-star. Fucking slapped. Idris Elba said that he would like a prequel where we see the fight between him and Superman.
He's like, why was he shooting Superman and stuff like that? Dude, you're literally a mercenary. I think I know why you're shooting at Superman.
Probably for money, man.
Yeah.
Just a theory. But that would be cool to see. Maybe just a short where he shoots Superman.
That's it.
How have they never made a good Superman movie?
They did.
When?
Superman
versus the Mole Men, 1943.
Yeah.
Best Superman movie ever. That's the DC news. Miscellaneous news. Here we go. Lord of the Rings tease. You see it?
No.
It's a very nice little image. Actually, it looks really cool. No, it's of like a city. Oh. It looks really fucking good. And it has a release date of September 2nd, 2022. Stop touching.
Are you excited?
A little bit.
Hopefully. Did you watch The Hobbit?
No.
No.
I'm not going to. No. You know, what's his name? Topher Grace? He made a supercut of The Hobbit. That's just like one movie, all three of them, cuts out the bullshit. Huh? He also did the same thing with the prequels.
You should watch that then.
He can't release it.
Oh.
Copyright reasons, but
You should make that.
He showed it to 50 close friends, but then I have to watch the movie a trillion times to cut it together.
I know.
No.
Exactly. No.
Because I'm going to make it and be like, that movie's dog shit. Like, I'm not watching it.
You cut out the entire movie.
Yeah. Done. How long is it? Mm-mm.
There isn't a movie.
No, there's no movie. Let's see. We have something that says, oh yeah, there's going to be another, you know, you remember that holiday special? Star Wars? Not the old one, the one from Lego.
Yeah.
There's going to be a Halloween one now called Terrifying Tales. And there was a plot released, but I didn't read it.
Luke Skywalker gets scared by Daddy Vader.
Nope, it has something to do with the sequels.
No.
The poster was like a red lightsaber, but it wasn't Kylo Ren's. So I think it was Darth Vader's probably.
If Darth Vader and Rey fought, Rey beats him in 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Canon. Boom. Brendan Fraser is returning in Scorsese's next movie. Fuck yes, baby.
Yeah.
There's this really sweet interview that he did where they were like, he was like, talking about, and he was, you know, talking with the person, then at the end he's like, and I'm gonna be in Scorsese's next movie, Killing of the Flower Moon, I believe this was what it's called. And then he was like, I'm excited. And then the lady was like, well, we're all supporting you, we're really excited. And he started to get choked up. It was really cool. And I really like Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
Apparently he was sexually assaulted as well.
And then he came out about it, then they Hollywood canned him because of it.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? It's bullshit. There's gonna be a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie, not directed by Michael Bay, but not the one that Seth Rogen is doing.
Wait, Seth Rogen is doing a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie?
Yeah. 2023.
Is he gonna? He should play all the Ninja Turtles. But he shouldn't even put CGI over them. It should just be him.
Yeah, he's pretty fat. He can play them. Just put throw a turtle thing on his back. I love turtle. He has to wear the, you know, the turtle backpacks that like elementary kids wear. Yeah. Just that, but like still kid size. We then have this thing. So there's a that new like a hotel thing that they're doing in Disney for like Star Wars, where it's like you're in a shuttle and there's stuff. $6,000 for 2 nights for 4 people.
Let's go, Jack.
Holy shit. Who do they think is going to pay for that, bro?
Who do you think spends a night in the castle, Jack?
Those aren't $6,000. I don't know if you can, A.
So I'm pretty sure, like,
there's a dinner with, been able to. There's a dinner with the princesses.
Oh. And then I've had dinner with the princesses.
Well, I would know because I do that. That's my yearly thing. I go and I get a private dinner with, and then we, you know.
And then me and Ariel go.
Ariel isn't there.
No, she is.
Because doesn't she get her tail back at the end of the movie? Or does she keep her legs? Is she? She's not a prince. Well, is she a Disney princess?
Well, she has a dad who's the king.
You know those those collages where it's like all Disney princesses.
Yeah.
I never. Is she in those or is she just like on the ground of it? Hang on.
Maybe she's dead.
Disney princesses. Oh, she is there. She was pink. She's back there. Why is Brave there?
Because she's a princess. I'll be shooting from my own hand.
Middle dead. Wait, she's not in this one. Oh, yeah, she is. She's so bad. Nah, but Cinderella's
cool. Only if Jeff Goldblum was able to play her.
Oh, my gosh. What a travesty. These legs are weird.
I was watching Jeff.
He gets all sensual. He starts, like, touching his legs.
I was watching Jeff Goldblum's Instagram. I was watching his Disney Plus show.
I want to watch it so bad. It looks so good. He's like, these legs. I'm gonna marry that man.
It's so funny because like Jeff Goldblum, if someone says something to him that's like they're like telling him what to like how he's supposed to do something, you know, or like that, like so there's this episode of the of his show where he is like it's things he's interested in, you know, and one of them shoes, and he's at like Adidas and he's like running and he's literally doing like how he was running was like this, like a little hop. He does a little hop like he's about to start dancing, and then they're like. And the guy's like, you're doing a little hop. And he's like, I'm not doing a little hop. And then he looks at the camera, and then he starts talking about how that guy's his arch nemesis now.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I need to watch that. I was, because, you know, when it came out, we weren't as into Jeff Goldblum. I think we may have to add him to the wall soon.
Yeah, definitely.
A nice picture of him, like, thinking. So I was like, oh, whatever. Plus, it was, like, under the National Geographic.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't give a fuck. What am I? Old.
Yeah. Then there's this episode where he's into ice cream.
Mm-hmm. I know there's one he's into dogs. He was like, then I fell in love with dogs and I love dogs. And,
yeah.
And then he was like, it means I love dogs. And when they told me that, I was like,
well. There's some in the episode, there's someone who got their dog turned into a diamond.
Yeah.
Would you ever do that?
No.
Yeah.
I have the memories. I don't need a
diamond. I'll get my dog stuffed.
Because then what happens when you lose it? Then you're even more heartbroken. So like,
I lost my dog.
Again.
Someone help me find my dog. It looks like this. If you show them the picture.
Yeah, I know. Was it in the episode where they get the dog stuff?
It's yeah, just I think
like,
so.
It looks like it's from Isle of Dogs. Like, uh-huh. Literally. We then have The Bad Batch is getting a season 2.
Yeah, I haven't watched it in
a while. I'm just going to wait till the second part of the finale comes out, and I'm just going to finish it.
Yes.
Because they're like 20 minutes or whatever. We have a season 4 Stranger Things trailer.
Or yeah, a teaser. Looks. What's going on?
Flux. Are they going to time travel? Is this the Avengers Endgame of Stranger Things? Lucas has a schnazzy new
haircut. I'm actually very interested in what they're doing. It's a house with the clock on the walls.
Oh, God. Your favorite movie? Yeah. Jack Black.
I didn't even know that movie was a thing.
You love it, John. But yeah, I'm excited for that. Hopefully it doesn't turn into like every other show Netflix has ever done.
It's taken 3 years for this thing to come out.
Other than Daredevil and like... Actually, no. Any show they've done that goes over like 4 seasons becomes shit after season 4. Dude,
This show is like 3 episodes this season.
Uh-huh.
And it took 3 years to fucking
make. No, I wouldn't be surprised because like they shared a picture of the first script and it was like fucking 4 inches thick. Like, that's a whole movie, bro. I don't know and it was episode 1, so I'm like, maybe they'll just do, like, 1 or 2 episodes. They're, like, 500 hours. Cobra Kai season 4 teaser.
Looks so good.
The guy tightens his belt and is like, ah.
I didn't even watch it.
Well, it's like 2 seconds, so I couldn't help it. But it was like, ah! I don't know, I think it's supposed to be someone, I assume. I mean, I don't know, but like...
Oh, I think I know who it is.
I don't know if it's from...
I think it's Terry Silver. Could, I guess, because Terry Silver was like confirmed to come back pretty much.
Could be, but they had like... I thought it was a girl.
Then maybe it's... Oh, no, but Terry Silver has long hair.
Yeah, but doesn't he wear it in a bun?
In a ponytail.
Mm-hmm. Very 90s. Wait, not Sony. I don't know why I just put Sony in. Wait, what is this? What are we talking about? I don't give a fuck. Season 4. Wait. I don't know. Oh my god, why is Randy or Rudy or whatever? Fasten your gi. Tie your belt. I just saw that part.
The guy who's gonna be in the movie with Addison Rae is ripped.
The soul of the valley is on the line. Have the man boys filled you in on the whole mortal enemy karate dojo battling for the soul of the valley thing?
Damn, it looks as shit as every other season so there, right, man. What a fall from. Actually, I was gonna say what a fall from grace, but. I
mean, you hadn't even watched it though.
It always looked bad. And then Chronicle 2 was in development.
Chronicle 1 was good.
Yeah. That's the movie news of the week. Now we drew this out. Now, what are we watching? I finished Luke Cage. It's alright.
I need to like actually write down what I've been watching, because I always forget. I know I've watched shit, but I forgot.
Iron Fist, so far, the first 4 episodes are dog shit. Dude, like, there's this one part. I don't know if I said this. I think I may have said this to you personally. But like, or no, I think I may have said this in my head. Like, I'm planning out how I'm going to rip on this thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, so he's talking with like this, like his old like sister or whatever she, you know, like friend. Mm-hmm. And like he like steps out into the street. Like, he knows what a car is. It's not like he's from the 18th century. He knows that there's cars in the New York streets. And he just steps out and is like staring at her. He's like, and then he like jumps over the car, and like it's the worst CGI I've ever seen.
That was probably great.
Oh my god. And that's not even the worst part. And it's just like the acting is horrible. And then
they also chose a really bad martial arts to use for it.
I hate the act. I'm sorry, but he's just a bad actor. He just, maybe the director shit. Okay, I'll give him that, because we've seen a million times that a bad director can make a good actor dog shit. Sorry, my passion just hit the mic. But here, and then there's like these awkward scenes where like they don't make it cool, where he's like doing his meditation things like on one leg, but they make it look so weird. Oh my god, it's so bad. And then it's like, I don't know. I guess the best part about it so far was episode 4 was all right, because like that's when the dad is like, who touched my daughter? And then he like, or like, not, you know, hit her. And then I
forgot about the whole thing.
Yeah, then he like goes as a like Yakuza person and just fucking slices his guy head in half. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
The weird thing is that for the martial arts they chose in that show, it's like one that's, you're supposed to be like, takes a lot of skill and stuff. And so you can tell when they don't know it.
So it's like, a little Claw Magar.
You can just tell that he does not know the martial arts in the show.
Yeah, so that's the deal with that. And then in terms of, like, movies, I went to Reddit. Oops. Let's pull it up. What have I been watching? So,
Justice... I watched Outer Banks.
You. How was that, John?
It wasn't horrible.
I just hate it. Justice League Dark was... All right. Justice League versus the Teen Titans was... Eh. Jungle Cruise. I never watched the first half, but... I gave it 2-star because...
You should have given it a 10.
I can't.
I know it's out of 5, but you should have given it a 10.
Shut up, John. Yeah, we... Well, we haven't told the story, I don't think. We theater hopped. We saw 3 movies on... When was that? Thursday. We saw The Suicide Squad, Old, and Jungle Cruise. Jungle Cruise was...
Yeah, Old and Jungle Cruise as well.
Shit. Old was all right. Like, right in the middle, I'd say. Some good stuff, but a lot of shit. Suicide Squad was great. I watched Batman Bad Blood. Not very good. Batman vs. Robin. It was pretty good. Court of Owls was in that song. Justice League, Throne of Atlantis, dog shit. And then Son of Batman, all right. Justice League War, pretty good. Justice League Flashpoint, pretty good. The Long Halloween Part 2, disappointing. Long Halloween Part 1, good. And then I forget where I told you last week, but like World War, Justice League, or Justice Society World War 2 was pretty good, actually. Batman Soul of the Dragon was dog shit. Superman Man of Tomorrow was all right. Teen Titans Go versus Teen Titans was cool. And we'll stop there. And that is what I've been watching. I'm almost done with these stupid DC movies.
The great DC movies, you mean?
They got okay for a second, but then they're going back downhill.
Is there, like, you know how there's, like, you've been watching all of them. Like, you know how there's the DC, like, animated universe, though? Like, yeah, it's connected. Is that good, though?
The TV series? Oh, that's what I'm on right now. That's, like, Son of Batman, all those.
Yeah, yeah.
It's half and half so far. There's nothing that's bad. Like, nothing below 2.5 stars yet. But, and there's some particularly good ones. Like, Flashpoint was pretty good. Justice League War was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Like, Batman versus Robin, that was a Court of Owls one.
Yeah.
But then you have, like, Throne of Atlantis was pretty shit. Bad Blood, that was pretty shit. So, it's all right so far.
Even to the end of them.
So close.
So what's the last one?
Apocalypse War, but
yeah, I know there's more that are coming out that aren't connected to
yeah
that.
Like Long Halloween wasn't and that one was hard because I really liked the comics, so it's hard to live up to that. I don't think it translated too well to movie, because with the Long Halloween it's like 13 issues, each one's a holiday, so you're able to do this like anthology thing, but it's a continuous storyline mystery. Mm-hmm. So can't really do that one because it's just kind of like cutty and whatever. And yeah, you have anything else?
No.
Alrighty, now let's talk about Inception. Bow. New rumor that just came out as we're recording: the new Joker sequel may be inspired by Batman 3 Jokers. John, opinion?
I don't think that's a good idea.
Same.
Why would they do that for the sequel?
Because they have nowhere else to go, because it should have been one movie. Anywho, Inception now.
All right, welcome back to World War Podcast. Today we're doing a Nolan duo, starting with Inception.
Whoa, Inception. It's an inception of a movie.
That is true. That's the point of the title. And yeah. Also, make sure you guys subscribe, because 94% of you are not subscribed.
Breaks my heart.
Makes me want to cry. So yes. Please subscribe.
Traitors.
Jack, don't criticize them like that.
You horrible people.
Stop.
You all suck.
Okay, Inception is a 2010 action/sci-fi directed by Christopher Nolan. Won 4 Oscars for Best Achievement in Cinematography, Best Achievement in Sound Mixing, Best Achievement in Sound Editing, Best Visual Effects. It was nominated for 4 other Oscars. I don't know what they are, but it's not one.
Hang on. Others. Was 2010 a good year for movies? I don't think so.
Inception.
I can't think of any other good movie from 2010.
I think 2010 was pretty good.
No, it wasn't. Whatever. I was going to go through Letterboxd. But... All right. Lex Swan was all right. 127 hours. Ooh, topics for me. Scooby-Doo Camp Scare.
Exactly. Iron Man 2. Amazing.
Shutter Island. I guess. Blue Valentine. I guess. Oh, Harry Potter. Wait, that's part one, though.
Yeah, but it's just a big thing.
All right. Super. That's James Gunn. Titanic 2.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. Buried. Yeah, it's pretty shit.
Great year for movies.
So, Inception should have swept. Wait, did it win Best Picture? I stopped listening to you.
No, it did not.
What? What the fuck won Best Picture? Hold up. More research.
Maybe it was Shutter Island.
Oh, yeah. It probably was.
Yeah, if I had to guess, another Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
I guess he popped off this year.
Yeah. It stars Leonardo DiCaprio, mm-hmm. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, we love him.
Uh-huh, because he's gay.
Cillian Murphy, Tom Hardy, Marion Cotillard, I don't know, Elliot Page, and Ken Watanabe, I don't know how to pronounce it. And 8.8 out of 10 on IMDb. And 87% on Rotten Tomatoes, and had a budget of $160 million and made $876 million.
You know, I'm not surprised that it honestly isn't that high, because Christopher Nolan always gets review bombed. Just because it's like, everyone thinks, like, off the bat, it's like, it's pretentious. But, you know, though this, there is some valid criticism towards this movie.
No.
A lot of it.
No.
The biggest thing is that I don't give a flying fuck about one person in this movie. I have no emotional attachment to a single aspect of any of this.
No.
And it's a very cold movie, and it's not a comfort movie at all. Like, I don't, it's like, oh, damn, that's pretty cool. Like, oh my God, they're going inside a dream, but it's like, I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
You know, because I, you know, I saw it, I think I gave it a 5-star, but I think I gave it a 5-star because everyone said it was a 5-star movie on Letterboxd. And then I thought about it, and I'm like,
it's a 2-star.
I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
It's a 2-star, right, Jay?
Like, Leonardo DiCaprio could have died, and I would have been like, oh, well, damn.
You would have cried.
Tides flow, I guess.
And
he may have died.
No. It was all a dream.
Exactly, he's dead.
Nope. Roles of the team are similar to filmmaking. Cobb, the director. Arthur, producer. Ariandra, I don't know. Producer, designer.
Ariana?
No, not Ariana.
Was it the actor?
No, Ariandre or whatever, I don't know.
Wow.
Producer, designer, Ames, actor, Soto or whatever, studio, Fisher, audience. So, and then people obviously pointed that out way before. And then who took credit for that? It was planned.
Well, it probably was planned.
No, Christopher Nolan doesn't plan anything, Jack.
Yeah, he does.
Have you seen Tenet?
And that has to be planned, but I think it only works in his head.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It wasn't planned. So Japan, to combat confusion, put text in the upper left corner with what level of dream sequence was.
Damn. I think that was a good idea, honestly.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I think it was a great idea.
Let people figure it out themselves, Jack.
No, I think we could all use a
little help. Remember what you said you were going to do before this video?
No.
You said you
no!
were
No!
You said you
no! Were gonna do... No. Wait, what?
Clear,
no!
Clear and blatant racism is what you said.
I was playing a character.
What character?
The racist dude.
Christopher Nolan?
Is he racist?
No.
He's sexist.
Who's a racist person? Abraham Lincoln.
Very. No, he is sexist though, right?
I don't know.
Well, everyone says that because he doesn't have any female leads, and when there are females, they just are dead wives or wives that are dying.
Maybe he's just obsessed with dead wives.
Blatant sexism.
Is his wife alive?
I don't think he's married.
There is kids.
There's no way that he is.
One of Leonardo's kids in the movie is Christopher Nolan's kids. One of Christopher Nolan's kids.
I think he just tapped and left, you know what I mean?
But then why would he bring his kid in the movie?
Well, he left the wife, not the kid.
he brought you mean he stole the kids and left the wife.
Yeah, yeah. Captain left with the children. He just doesn't seem like a very lovable guy. This movie tells me everything I need to know about him.
Yeah.
He's cold.
You know there's only 500 visual effects in this movie?
No way.
No, I'm not kidding. There is.
500 visual effects shots?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess. They're in a warehouse for a lot of it.
Yeah.
But every time, did they get 1,000 mirrors and, like, line them up?
I have no clue. I'm just going off what IMDb told me, Jack.
I'm assuming they didn't get 1,000 mirrors and line them up.
I'm assuming they did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then, obviously, you remember the revolving
thing. Yeah, yeah.
That's inspired by Stanley Kubrick's 2001 Space Odyssey.
Interstellar's better. Oh, spoiler.
Interstellar's much better. What? Snowbase third level was inspired by James Bond, Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Oh, who cares about James Bond?
Christopher Nolan's like one of his favorite movies.
No, who cares?
He loves it.
He's cold. Cold like that movie. Cold like Iceland. That place kind of feels like Interstellar's icy cold planet.
So, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, he got a brief character like description, not about like what he'd be wearing or anything. He went to his audition in a full suit, just in case, was what he said. And he accidentally matched his character's out wardrobe perfectly.
I think that, I think he just walked around in suits.
I love Joseph.
As we all should. He's great, isn't he, John?
Mm-hmm.
But Tom Hardy's better. Though, in this movie, he doesn't put him in a mask.
Oh.
Which he has a tendency of doing to Tom Hardy. I don't think he likes his teeth.
What's the dude's name?
I don't know.
The Asian guy in the movie? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, so, the main Asian dude?
Yeah, you know how he's in Batman?
Yeah.
Since he only had like a couple minutes of screen time, Christopher Nolan's like, we'll give you a better supporting role and put him in here.
Yeah, he has an all right supporting role, I guess. But he's not that important.
Yeah, but it was just because he only got a couple minutes in Batman.
Oh, well, you know, he didn't have a big role there.
Yeah. Nolan pitched this in 2002 after Insomnia and was given a green light without a script even written yet.
Wow. Well, I guess they probably didn't have the technology, did they? Yeah. Imagine this made in 2002. Yeah, ew. It looked like The Mummy Returns.
Him and Leonardo DiCaprio actually worked on the script a lot together, and he says that Leonardo DiCaprio made a lot of, like, actual, like, good contributions to the script and challenged Nolan to just, like...
Well, Leo should be good at writing at this point. He's done 20,000 movies.
I know.
If he hasn't figured out what makes a good movie by now.
Such a good actor.
Yeah, he should be. With a name like Leonardo DiCaprio. Is that his real name? Have we talked about this?
Is it his real name? A lot of actors, it's not actually
their real name. I know, most, I'd say. Or like 50-50.
Do you think John Callis is a good acting name?
No. Jack Robinson definitely isn't. Oh, don't talk. Don't listen. Leonardo DiCaprio, real name. Oh my God, Andrew's harassing me.
Why?
Over the sauce. Yeah, it's Leonardo Willem DiCaprio.
So it is his real name.
Damn. Yeah, if he wasn't an actor,
Willem.
Willem. Not spelled like Willem Dafoe, but Wilhelm, like Wilhelm. Yeah. I think it may be Wilhelm actually. Anywho.
So the number 2035 is seen a lot with Leonardo's character. I always feel weird saying Leo,
but maybe Christopher Nolan's gonna bomb the U.S. in 2035.
Yeah, like in like a taxi and like just the number seen in different spots throughout the movie. And yes. his wife when she appears and stuff multiple times, is the number flipped, like how he flips her totem on her. So
you're so smart, Christopher Nolan. If only there was emotion in this movie.
Thank you, New Rock Stars.
Oh, that was New Rock Stars? Yeah, that's probably bullshit.
No. They're smart guys. Eric Voss. Smart do you think guy. He does it all himself?
No.
He does. The song, oh my goodness, Nanje Na Regrette Rain, I have no clue.
Now,
it's a French song.
What if our audience wants to find out what the hell that song was?
Well, let's look it up. Okay, you could try to pronounce it here. I'll show you this. Where is it?
I can't read off your handwriting?
You can't. I wrote it just that I could understand it.
Degrading. Non je ne regrette rien.
You just did it with an accent. That's all you did.
And it sounds better?
Okay.
You have to put some passion into it, John.
My bad. So, it's used as a plot device, obviously.
Not obviously.
Okay, Jack. So, the song is actually 2 minutes
it's patronizing
and 28 seconds
TikTok.
Stop. And the movie is 2 hours and 28 minutes.
Not intentional.
No, it was intentional.
No.
It was intentional.
Why, though?
I don't know.
What significance does that song have? And also,
sometimes when they're in the dream sequences, the tempo of the song, you'll, like, change. Da, da,
da, yeah. Da. Yeah. Okay. Is that the... do you have more trivia?
And then, obviously, the Michael Caine thing. Michael Caine said that he was told all the scenes he in are not dream sequences.
And he's in the final scene?
Yeah.
I think he's making it up. I think he has dementia.
How old is Michael Caine?
Michael Caine.
Who's older, him or Anthony Hopkins?
Omnipotent. I think he may be older.
He's Sir Michael Caine, actually.
So, Michael Caine. This movie has a very cool concept. It's very unique. I think that it's good to be like, you know, it's a blockbuster, but it's not a Marvel movie or a comic book movie. So, it's cool to see that. With that being said, though, I do think that it legitimately suffers from, like, I could give a fuck about anyone in here, really, because it's like, I like Leo, so there's a bit of that. I like Joseph, so there's a bit like, okay, cool, but...
I like Tom Hardy.
Yeah, I guess that's not... I like the actors, but it's like... The actual characters are, like, almost emotionless.
Mm.
And then... I mean, yeah, like, cool. City's falling on itself. Like, the instant dream within a dream within a dream. It's cool. There's that cool thing where they're, like, in a spinning hallway. Yeah. And it was real. And Joseph Gordon-Levitt's, like, spinning. It's like, ah. But, like, nonetheless, you know. I just think he... This is... I think Tenet was his peak, though there was some actual emotion in that. I think this was his peak of his, like, well, this was his first big blockbuster, I guess, right?
I think, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because, like, he'd just done, like, Memento was big, but that's not, like, as huge mm-hmm. in terms of scale. This was the first time he tried something like this, which is kind of what he ran with throughout the 2010s. And it's, like, I think he got too caught up in making this all these really cool concepts and all these small little details and kind of forgot that he needs to have, like, these characters that yeah. you care about. Because there's not as much tension in that final sequence as there should be. Because I don't really care. Yeah. It's like Cillian Murphy's an asshole. I don't really care. Mm-hmm. So, that's my two cents on that part.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
But it's still really interesting.
Yeah, yeah. The whole thing is really interesting. I think it's a weird movie. And, like, you really think about it.
Elaborate. I don't know what you're talking about.
What?
What do you mean? Elaborate.
Oh, I thought you said labyrinth.
No.
Like, I don't know, it's just, like, you mentioned the characters thing, but throughout the movie, it's still, like, thoroughly enjoyable, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, it's enjoyable. It's well-paced. I mean, like, the opening scene is really great, with all the water coming in, and, like, you don't really know what's going on, you're still getting your footing, but, I mean, it's kind of what he's going through, mm-hmm. and it's definitely a movie, it's, like, it's not as bad as Tenet, but, like, if you don't pay attention, you're fucked, because it's, like, what the hell's going on? Where are we right
Tenet,
now?
Tenet, if you pay attention, doesn't make sense.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Tenet gets a little bit too over the top in that case. But, yeah, I think that it pays off to pay attention, and all that, I mean, it looks really great. Obviously, I think it should have gotten that VFX and cinematography dub easy, mm-hmm. but... I mean, and like the train going through. There's just, I mean, it's made up of a lot of good sequences.
Yeah, and I think it's just, its idea was really cool too.
It's, yeah, it's unique. I don't really can't think. I mean, I think it's one of those things that's like, we reached a point with like the CGI where we were able to make, like, go with new ideas. And this is one of those. It's like, this is something that really hadn't been done in a, like, before. Really, mm-hmm. I can't think of a movie I've seen that has a similar concept. And it was able to be done because you're able to do these, like, really mind bending things with, like, the stairs and obviously all the cityscapes and mirror mm-hmm. scene and all that stuff.
Yeah, Christopher, it's like, I forgot what I was about to say. I was about to say something about Christopher Nolan.
He's pretentious?
Yeah, well, he kind of is, honestly.
Yeah, he is.
He refused, well, I mean, this one makes sense, but he refused to do it in 3D because he thought it'd take away from the storytelling.
Yeah, I guess. He's just like, I think it's because he's British. I think that helps with his pretentious feeling. Maybe he is, and maybe he's a nice guy, but he wears a scarf, and that's all I need to know.
He likes overcomplicated movies.
Yeah, because, like, this worked pretty, I mean, financially it worked out. To make $800 million on something like mm-hmm. this is pretty crazy. But, like, I guess it has the star power and has, like, the name. But, you know, this worked, and then you just, like, push it a little further with Interstellar. Then there's Dunkirk, which is kind of the odd man out. Which is like a war movie. And then, but then he goes with Tenet.
I always forget, like, he did Dunkirk.
He's like,
always forget about that.
And he's like, does Tenet. And it's like, dude, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. You gotta understand the movie.
And he was like really weird about Tenet though, too. It was like the trailer was originally shown in like select theaters and stuff that.
Well, I mean, it was obviously with the pandemic. It was like the first one to try to make that leap. And it kind of fell.
You know what? Like, I've been talking about even before the pandemic when the trailers were being released. Like, they were they originally released in select theaters.
Hmm. Yeah, that's strange. Yeah, because then he got that. That's the pretentious thing. It's like, then he was like, I want my trailers to be shown only in theaters or something like that for a while. It's like, okay, pal.
This is for the sound.
And this is also the beginning of a sound problem. This one isn't bad, but there's elements where it's like the really bassy thing. And then with Tenet. Like, what the fuck happened?
You can tell you're just supposed to feel it.
It's like, yeah, yeah, you need to be watching it like Dolby or like even just a movie theater. You watch this on like a set of speakers, nice or not. I mean, it's like, can't even, not this movie. It's becoming a Tenet rant, but this is kind of, you're seeing the beginning of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, it has a really good score. Hans Zimmer, I believe, did it.
Yeah, he did.
And he's always
love
good.
Love Hans Zimmer.
So overall, very enjoyable, great concept. I'd say if the characters were more, you could attach them more, it'd be one of the best movies of all time. But because of that, I can't say it is.
Yeah, yeah. I would agree with that, yeah.
But it's still a great movie.
I'd give it enjoyment.
I'd say A+. A+.
Yeah.
Nonetheless. And then 94.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
94, yeah.
It's great. Just, it's missing a piece.
Mm-hmm.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to We're Bored Podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about Interstellar. That's the trailer noise. The horns. Yeah. So, Interstellar is a 2014 film directed by Christopher Nolan, of all people. It stars Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway, Jessica Chastain, and a young little Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I was about to say skinny, but yeah, I still is. So. it made $701.8 million, which was less than Inception. Yeah. The eyes get me confused. I've about to mix them up every time I say it. On a $165 million budget, it has a 72% on Rotten Tomatoes and a surprising 8.6 on IMDb. So in this case, IMDb, it's not as high as Inception, but in this case, IMDb trumps Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, that's surprising.
And it's a particularly high IMDb score.
It's because after Inception, the critics were like, oh, fuck you, Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, well, I don't know what the criticism is here, because it's not really as cold as, like, Inception is emotionally.
I think it's a pretty emotional movie.
Yeah, so I find it strange. I think that he really did fix that emotional part. He gave an emotional core to the movie. Mm-hmm. So it won. The only thing it won was VFX.
What? What was it?
It lost out to score. It lost out to Grand Budapest Hotel.
Okay, that's fine.
Valid, even though this is an incredible score. And it lost sound mixing and editing and production design, which it was all nominated for. I think production design lost Grand Budapest again. I'd say Grand Budapest...
No, lost to The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
I think Grand Budapest is probably a better movie. I mean, obviously Whiplash but was under... Yeah. I think Altered. Whiplash was under-nommed.
Unbroken.
Gone Girl. Oh, yeah, I forgot to say this. I don't know why. I think 2014 was the best year for movies, so I think this makes sense.
Yeah, this is pretty stacked from what I'm seeing.
That's not even the best one. Like, Nightcrawler, yeah. There's that. Lucy, Guardians of the Galaxy, Ex Machina. I mean, it's fucking stacked, bro.
John Wick.
So, I mean, it had...
Yeah, this is fucking stacked.
It's a hard year to... Birdman. It was a hard year to compete in, for sure.
Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Mm-mm. It follows. Damn. Yeah. What? Hello? Oh, it's the Babadook.
Oh, my God, the Babadook.
Oh, my God. Worst movie ever. No, it's all right, I think.
I need to rewatch it because I'm curious.
It was bad. All right, so early on in production, Christopher Nolan had a rule that they could not break the laws of known physics, and then they broke every single one.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Well, kind of. But, you know, I didn't write this all down, but, like, he had a lot of, like, obsessive qualities during the production of this. He was just very, like detail oriented, which I guess he usually is, but he just wanted like everything to be mm-hmm. so perfect. And
I have a question about this because I'm sure you looked into this.
No, maybe I did.
Because I know you love this, but I love this movie too.
Yeah.
And how real is this movie?
Well, it is. Even though we don't know all this for sure, most of this is based in a hypothetical reality. A lot of physicists were on board. The biggest thing was the black hole. They created this was the closest thing we'd ever gotten to a black hole. They never tried to render it. They had actual astrophysicists come in and do calculations, and this wasn't a rendered model in a like CGI program. It was rendered using equations, and it took up 800 terabytes of data, and it took some frames 100 hours to render one frame.
Jesus.
And we had that picture come out in 2019 of an actual black hole, and it literally looks like this, mm-hmm. but we didn't know that. For all we knew, it could have been a fucking rainbow. Like,
yeah,
we just knew that it was the lack of it. We knew that there's a black center pretty much. But the way that the light wraps around and gets like trapped in it, we had no idea. Yeah. So there's that. Obviously, the theory of relativity is kind of the whole crux of the movie,
mm-hmm.
And that's an Einstein theory, so the idea... So, yeah, I mean, I guess as far as you can go, this is based in reality for a science fiction movie.
Mm-hmm.
But, there is the theory of what would 4D look like. We can't actually see it because we're in the third dimension. So, like, the when he goes in the finale, when he goes into, like, this box, and it's, like, all of time, and it's, like, visualized, that's, like, the closest we could ever come to actually visualizing what a fourth dimension would look like. Mm-hmm. So, based in reality, pretty much, as far as we know. Yeah, which is why I fucking love this movie.
Yeah, it's so, so good.
It often gets compared to 2001, because 2001 was groundbreaking at the time. We hadn't gone to the moon yet. Mm-hmm. They made this really accurate depiction of what going to the moon in space travel and space shuttles would look like. Very similar. They make this black hole. It's what that black hole would look like. I'm assuming if one day we were able to somehow play with relativity and light travel or anything like that, I don't know how we would, but if we could, it'd probably look something like this.
Yeah.
So all of that, fascinating comparison. But I don't know. I may have to see, like, I know that a lot of people say you have to see 2001 in, like, a theater to really get the full experience.
We'll run our private theater.
But as of now, I like this movie better.
Same.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot more entertaining.
It's entertaining.
It's more engaging as well.
And I think the characters are more interesting.
Yeah.
And, like, 2001 suffers from that thing that Inception kind of suffers from, which is, like, there really isn't any emotion to it. And it's just, like, cooler and, like, more interesting than it is, like, emotionally engaging. Mm-hmm. But this is cool as shit. I mean, I'm fascinated with space. And so it's, like, that's cool. But then, of course, you have, like, the whole, well, like, his children growing up and he can't do anything about it. And it's, like, this whole ticking time bomb as you're trying to, like, he's trying to get this mission done. But, and, like, who's going to die? All that. So it's fascinating.
Yeah, when he's... oh my god, some of the shots on the planets are so beautiful.
And this should have won cinematography. No. Yeah. Mm. What? Grand Budapest is...
That is true.
It's hard. I don't know.
Honestly, like... I think for cinematography, I think this one should have won.
I'm going to go with Grand Budapest because every shot is beautiful in that movie. But this is like some epic shots, but it's not the entire movie. So like... Because when they're on board the actual shuttle, it's kind of like whatever.
Maybe it's because I just watched it again, so maybe I'm just, you know.
Yeah, that's being probably biased. The ice, so I don't know exactly how this works, but if a planet was made of ice, they said that it wouldn't be able to actually support all the clouds there are. Now, I don't know exactly how that works. I think it has something to do with how the ice would work with like precipitation and how clouds are made, but I just thought that was interesting. So, like, that ice planet they're on, it's, like, really cloudy. Wouldn't work.
Would there just not be enough, like, water to go to the...
Maybe. In order to get absorbed by ice or something like that. Or it'd be like... too cold and, like, so the water wouldn't be able to stick in the air.
Yeah.
Something like that. But that ice planet was cool shit. It was actually filmed in Iceland. I mean, I was thinking about this. It's, like, this... Christopher Nolan is, like, fuck CGI, but, like... He made a space movie, and the fact that this isn't like almost 100% CGI is insane.
I know.
I don't know. I don't think they use that many like models though. I mean, obviously 2001 had to use a lot of like models.
Mm-hmm. But I like the whole time thing as well though.
Yeah, there's that detail that a lot of people probably know. It's when they're on the planet, the like water planet, which is also really fucking cool.
Yeah.
There's like a tick to it. And each tick in the score, I think, represents, like, 1 year or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's, like, the climax of the movie, because it's, like, okay, we got to do this quick. And you think it's quick when they get off, because it's so, like, quick and fast-paced, and then you realize, oh, it's been, like, 7 minutes. Mm-hmm. Like, they're, like, old as shit now. So that's pretty cool. Obviously, Matthew McConaughey cries.
Dude.
What a G.
He's so good in this movie.
Yeah, and my dad hates Matthew McConaughey, but... Like before, he's all right. I mean,
before the main thing I knew him for,
Lincoln commercials.
Yep.
Yeah. We like our Lincoln. Dude, and he's drinking some whiskey.
Yeah, he's so good in this movie.
But yeah, this. I mean, like I've only seen him. I mean, I know I've seen him in other stuff. But he's good in like Dallas Buyers Club, I guess.
Yeah, he's in this movie.
Dazed and Confused.
This movie called Mud. He's in this other one where it's kind of weird.
He's weird in a lot of movies.
More recent with, Anne Hathaway. I think's in it.
I don't know. Anne Hathaway was really good, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, when you... And then, obviously, this probably... I think this has the best Matt Damon secret cameo reveal.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're like, yes, it's Matt Damon! And then he's like, oh, shit. he's the bad guy. You're like, no, Matt Damon. Yeah. Because everyone likes Matt Damon, man. And he, you know, this is something that he probably struggles with, because he's in, like, he has a secret cameo in every movie. But so he couldn't be on the promotion, but he does end up playing a pretty major role.
Yeah.
And that,
I love Matt Damon.
Yeah, he's great. And
he's come around to him more so lately.
Well, we've actually covered a lot of movies with him in recent days, but I mean, I've always liked Matt Damon. He's great.
I always liked him, but like I was just like, Matt Damon. Now I'm like, oh,
Matt Damon. Yeah, Matt Damon's pretty cool. So that was pretty cool. And then this is also pretty cool. Anne Hathaway got hypothermia when they filmed in Iceland because like her suit was open or something.
Why was her suit open?
I don't know.
You sexist pig, Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, he opened this. It. Yeah, that. I couldn't have done it. I couldn't have filmed in Iceland.
I think I could have.
Yeah, you know how I am. I'd be like,
I know. I know can't how do it, you guys. Are.
But they got spacesuits, so. Also,
we were in Iceland, Jack. Don't you remember when you were trying to get back for the interview?
Oh, yeah. That's pretty much, that's probably what it was like.
Probably.
Then we had the TARS was real, the TAR robot.
Really?
Yeah. The only thing was that it had a little, like, other arm at the bottom to help it support itself, that they just CGI'd out.
But yeah.
The actual Nolan arms went like, bing, bing, bing,
bing, bing, bing. Every time Christopher Nolan had a CGI that out, he was like,
oh, fuck you, Marvel. Martin Scorsese was right. And then, so I also learned that there was an original Steven Spielberg version that was very different. Now, it was a whole, like, page and a half on IMDb, so I didn't feel like writing it all down, but it's cliff notes here. Murph was a boy. Not the most important part, but...
That's not important at all.
At all. And so he stayed on Earth, and the thing that went to space was the robots. No human went to space. And then they were going to go in between two black holes and end up on this, like, jungle planet. So not as cool as an ice planet or unique or a water planet. And when they get there, they find out Chinese robots have been there. And they have somehow made a box that can play with, like, interdimensional space-time. And then when they go back to Earth, it's now, like, 2,366 or something. And it's a desolate wasteland. You know, you get the, like, Planet of the Apes reveal or something. And then they just decide, you know, this place sucks ass now. And then they go back and just explore space.
That's so much better.
Yeah, they really... I'm happy Christopher Nolan got his hands
on
this.
Yeah, so am I.
I think this is the perfect movie to get an obsessive freak like Christopher Nolan on.
Yeah. I think, though, like, if Christopher Nolan never did this movie, let's say, hypothetically, right, and Steven Spielberg did it, I think we would be like, oh, Interstellar, good movie, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, this does not sound good compared to what we got, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was a call, so I wanted to turn that off, but, I mean, it'd probably be like, oh, yeah, okay, it's a Steven Spielberg movie, one of those. But this is like, oh, wow, it's like, that's one of, like, the greats of the 2010s.
Yeah.
And I think it's also a really good thing that this came after Inception, because had it not, I think that it definitely would have suffered from, like, no emotion problem.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the thing I just find interesting, where, like, they actually grew all the corn, like, 500 acres, and then they sold it for profit.
Oh, my God, Christopher Nolan, what are you doing, man?
I misspoke. Christopher Nolan sold it for profit. Not the studio. Like, dude, just give it for free. Like, do something nice. Like, you have all the money, just give it to, like, the people who need it. But no, he was like, I could make, like, $2 trillion off of this.
Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
Love him.
Absolutely great person.
This movie's so good, though.
It is, and, like... Every time you were and like the contrast between like how Earth is getting like darker and like it's just like these like flat browns, and when you go to space it's like these like oranges and yellows, and then there's even purples, and you have like the whites of the planets, and it's all so good. And then you're like, fuck you, Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Go, Matthew McConaughey, which I never thought I'd ever say. He doesn't drive a Lincoln.
And when he gets back in the end.
Yeah.
His daughter's so old.
Yeah, and she's like on her deathbed now. Great ending. And he's like, I'll go explore space
and more. And she's like, you said you'd get back by my, like, whatever birthday. Well, it's my birthday today.
Yeah.
She's just crying. Oh, so
great.
Good.
It's an actual, there's actual emotion here, an emotional core, an emotional ending. And then you also just get some cool-ass space shit. Probably the best space movie of all time.
I do feel bad for Matthew McConaughey, though, because he got memed the fuck out of that crying scene.
Yeah, he did. But, you know, that's what you get for doing
Lincoln commercials. But it's good, though.
It's good. It works in the movie. I was expecting to be, like, I was either expecting to be bad or be ruined by the meme, but it worked. Mm-hmm. So, overall, fucking love this movie. Let me see where I ranked it on my all movies ranked. Oh, somebody said, should I get a buzz cut? Okay, I'll tell him yes in a second.
Oh my god, yes!
There, we got to see some at the buzz cut. Lists. All the movies I've seen ranked. I have it at number 11 of all time. Where's Inception? No, oh, shit. Oh, Inception's at 62.
Wait, why do we do... Aren't we going to 5 stars? Why do we do 94 for the last one?
No, we're going to 5 stars when we get the new set.
Oh, okay. Cut that part out.
Okay. So, A+, obviously. A+ and then, well, I mean, 99.
I'd give it a 98.
Yeah. Great-ass movie.
So good.
Anywho, that is our review of Interstellar. Tell us what you thought down below. Check us out on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter, all the Warper Podcasts. You can check out the full podcast with exclusive segments anywhere else podcast at Warper Podcast. Stick around here, like and subscribe for exclusive content and to help support us so we can give you incredible content like this. And thank you for watching.
Do goodbye. All of what he just said. Goodbye.
That was the dumbest thing you could ever